just one halakha in the laws of praying for sick people in the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. Many times, lo alechem ve lo alenu, we see papers or announcements that the sibur, we get emails that the sibur should pray for a certain person that is besakana, that needs a refuah shenema. So the question is, if a person disregards this announcement and does not pray, does he transgress the sin of lo ta'amod al dam re'echa? Torah says that a person is not allowed to stand in a position where he's able to do something and his friend is in danger and he's not allowed to stand idly by. So here they're giving you a message and say, you got to pray. The person's in danger. So if a person doesn't do anything, he just, you know, goes on to the next email or just disregards the announcement or the sign, is he over? So there was a sefer, there is a sefer called Mishnat Pikuach Nefesh on page Resh Ayin Het, Ot Yudalid. So he says over here that if you don't pray, you're over alol, lo ta'amod adam re'echa. However, Chacham Yitzchak Yosef and Yalkut Yosef in the Bikur Cholim volume on page Samich, he writes over here that the din of lo ta'amod adam re'echa is when the person is in front of you. Which means when a person, let's say, is drowning, and you have a chance to save him, and you let the guy drown, you had a chance to save him. Or let's say he's in front of you and he's in another predicament where you can give him medicine or something like that, then it's lo ta'amod adam re'echa. However, in this case over here, not praying, that's not lo ta'amod adam re'echa, but that you would fulfill the mitzvah of chesed. And therefore, he says it's proper. Some people have the minhag anytime that they get such a notice of somebody sick, right away they say one perik of Tehillim, and they say the person's name, at least they fulfill the mitzvah of asiyat chesed. So therefore, while it's very, very proper to fulfill this mitzvah, that whenever a person is notified of a certain person that's sick, you shouldn't just disregard it. We have to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u rachum, afata rachum. And just like Borei Olam visits sick people in order to heal them, so too when we have an opportunity to do something on behalf of a sick person, specifically pray for them, so also we have to take that opportunity. So again, one should not squander the opportunity, but you're not over the isu deoraita of lo ta'amod adam re'echa. The next question was asked in halakha for a person, let's say, is praying for his father, but a man that's sick. So, of course, we know one should not mention a person's father's name just by first name basis. Father's name is, for example, Abraham. He shouldn't just say, Abraham ben Sarah. You're calling your father by his first name. You have to give him a certain, a title. The only problem is when we're praying for people, we don't give them titles of kavod. Because when we're praying to Borei Olam, there's no, only kavod is given to Borei Olam. We don't give kavod to anybody else in a prayer. So therefore, the Sefer Hasidim reads down in Siman Taf Taf, Hamitpalel al Abi Vachole, Lo Yomar Refa et Abi Mori, O Adoni Avi. You shouldn't say that. Eli, you should say, Avdecha Avi Avraham ben Sarah, for example. Which means, your servant, my father, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. But you shouldn't add titles like Abba, Mori, Rabbi, Ateret Roshi, and all those accolades, because when you're praying in front of Borei Olam, you don't add kavod to somebody else in front of the Borei Olam as well, as a person's praying for his mother. He says, Amatecha Immi, your maidservant, my mother, Sarah Bat Rachel, for example. Or for that matter, if he's praying for a rabbi, or his rabbi, he should say, Avdecha, your servant, Rabbi, Avraham ben so-and-so, ben Plonit. But you should not say, Rabbi, Omori, Ba'ateret, Roshi, Hakam, and something. Now when you're praying in those cases over there, it should be in a humble way. That's the way Yalkut Yosef comes out in the same Sefer Adaf Nun Zayin. I'll just read it so you hear the language. Amit palil al abi va'achole. Lo yita'areu b'ta'ore kavod. Kegon abi mori ateret roshi v'kadome. Lefi she'en gavut nefne ha'makom. Elo yomar avdecha avi ploni ben plonit. V'chen kishmit palil al emo ha'chola. Yomar amatecha emi plonit bat plonit. V'im mit palil al rabbo ha'chole o al tamid acham ha'chole. Yomar avdecha rabbi ploni ben plonit. And this is the way he says that the Hacham Avadya comes out as well.